Be'ezus Hashem, we've had the schuss to go through together a little bit the tzava of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. And the first time we went through it, we focused on the fact that the Chasam Sofer said that stay away from the Svarim of Ramad or Chamad. And if you want to learn Tanakh, you want to learn Torah, Tanakh and Pirish Rashi, the Torah and Pirish Ramban, Tehegu, Vitalamdu as Beneichem, Ki Hu Rosh Emuna Uman. The second time that we went through the Tzava, we focused on the first very lengthy Hosafa that the Chasam Sofer wrote in Tzava, where he gives his brachis and tremendous hakaras hatoif to the kihilo kedosha and umifuara of Prishbarg, hamatira hagvira b'iris Hashem v'teirasa. We spoke out from Moshe Shlom Yok Shlita, Hosafis, the nusach of the matzeva, the final moments of the life of the Chasam Sofer, his nifla de gepshat that all the Tamid Chasam Sofer bring on the pasuk of Zayis Abracha Shabeirach Moshe as Bnei Yisrael lefnei Moshe samuch lemisasa yishim layachshav. Today's raid is going to focus on one line in the Tzava. And that is, the Chasam Sofer wrote to his children, Hizaharu, be very careful, Mishinui Shem, Loshoin, Umalbash Yisrael. Be very careful not to give your children a non-Jewish name, not to speak in the language of the Medina that you live in, and make sure that you dress like a Yid. And then he added the word Chas V'Shalom. The Simen, and a Simen that these three things are so critical, the Pasuk says, Vayava Yaakov Sholem, and Sholem is Rosh HaTevois, Shem, Loshoin, and Malbush. So, if the Torah already was Miramis, that this was such a Vichtige Indian as it relates to Yaakov Avinu, so says the Chasam Sofer, Hizaru Mishinu Shem, Loshoin, Malbush, Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem, V'Simin, Vayava Yaakov, Sholem. Now, as regarding this, and all the Me'inyan Ba'isa Indian that the Chasam Sofer writes at the end, V'Loitoimru, and don't say at a future time, Nishtanu Ha'itin, Ki Yeshlanu Av Zokin Yisparach Shemai, Loi Nishtana, V'Loi Yishtana. But the bottom line is, this is the line, Hizaru Mishinu Shem, Loshinu Malbash Yisrael Chas V'Sholem, V'Simin, V'Yavoy Yaakov Sholem. So the Chasam Sofer was very makbid to make sure his family maintains their Jewish names, speaks in the language that the Yidden spoke, presumably Yiddish, and not just that, didn't dress as Ivy the Goyim, but rather they kept their Malbash Yisrael. The Lev HaIvri, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, in his Pirish on the Tzava from the Chasam Sofer, so he's Mitzayin, something that he heard in the name of the Chasam Sofer. The Pasuk says, Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behe'ofka imoy. So the context is where Yaakov Avinu was wrestling together with Sarish Shalesov, and the Pasuk says, Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behe'ofka imoy, that the thigh of Yaakov Avinu slipped, and somehow the Sarei Shalesov was able to injure Yaakov Avinu. So he wrote as follows: Shomati lefarish b'shem Moran Rabbeinu Chasam Sofer Zal al pasuk vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behayof goyimoy. Pirush: the geshem shahaguf nismach al kaf hayarech. He said just like the guf very much relies on the thigh, kach guf haYisraeli toirasoi ve'emunasoi. He said the ikr smicha of the whole Yiddishkeit, teirosoi ve'emunosoi, of the guf ha-Yisraeli, of the spiritual guf of the Yid, is totally in the Indian of avdal eschem min ha'amim, who hasherish umaymid liyosli. Ach, im Yisrael oisem pu'ulois, l'damis atzman benimu seyem, l'shoynom, u'malbushon v'chachmason, al yideze nizdaze ha'ilam mishroshoi. What it's going to cause is, it's going to cause the ilam to somehow come out of its roots, and now the entire tree, the entire guf, is at risk. V'zer remes, v'atekav kaf yerech Yaakov, kepirish rashizal, what happened, niskakam imokam michaverto, l'sharish v'sheyem, when, and when did that happen, be'es ashen esavik ish. So the Lev HaIvri, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, and his peers on the side of the Tzava, he says that I heard b'shem Marna Chasam Sofer vateka kaf yerech Yaakov be'ofka imoy. What does it mean be'ofka imoy? They were wrestling, right? What does it mean they were wrestling? Be'ofke, Rashi says, is Miloshin Hiskashus. This Garbus Leisav, they were literally in each other's faces. Mamish, clawing at each other. They're hugging each other, but fighting, right? But they're literally Be'hiskashus, Be'hiskarvus. At that moment, it was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Physically, what happened? Some disc slipped that all of a sudden Yaakov is limping and Yaakov gets injured. But the oimik is that because Yaakov got too close to Esav and he's Be'ofke Yimoy, the Hiskarvus, the nonchalant, that went ahead and it violated the shirish and the support that the Gufa Yisraeli has, which is that there should be no Avdalo. Va'avdal eschem min ha'amim. The Be'ofka Imoy was the antithesis of the Va'avdal eschem min ha'amim, and that's Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Because the Chasam Sofer says that the Kaf Yerech of the spiritual Gufa Yisraeli is the Va'avdal eschem min ha'amim. So at that moment, where it was Be'ofka Imoy, where it was Be'skashvus Ve'skarvus, what happened? That disc slipped, and now all of a sudden, the Yidus already going to be vulnerable, which is mamish this Indian that the Chasam Sofer writes in his Sava. Yisaru Mishinu Shem Loshenu Malbush Yisrael Chas V'Shalom V'Sinev Ayova Yaakov Shalom. Now the truth is, this Indian, the Chasam Sofer talks about a lot in his Svarim. Just to bring out two additional places where the Chasam Sofer talks about it. One is in Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah, it's in Parashas Miketz. The pasuk says, Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach Vayiten Loi Es Osnas Bas Poitifera, Koyen Oinle Isha, Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. So what's the pasuk saying? The Pari gives Yosef a name. He called him Tzofnas Paneach, and then he gave him a wife. Vayiten Loyes Osnas Bas Poitifera, Koyen Oinle Isha, Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim, and Yosef becomes a very big deal in Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Hilik Chasam Sofer, Vayikra Pari Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach. What did Pari call Yosef Tzofnas Paneach? But the end of the pasuk says, Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. Romas, the Apa Pisha Pari Shinu Shmoy Tzofnas Paneach. Even though Pari gave him the name Tzofnas Paneach, Mikomokim Hu Loi Shinu. He didn't change it. Rather, it was Vayetze Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim. B'Shem Yosef, V'Loi B'Shem Shanasan Loi Pari. He went with the name Yosef. Meaning, even though Pari gave him the name Tzofnas Paneach, but that's the end of the pasuk. Vayikra Pari Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach. Oh, but Yosef Atzadik says, I'm not going with that name. No way. So what is it? It's Vayetze Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim. And he adds, V'hainu the Pirush Rashi B'parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says that when Yaakov initially brought Ephraim and Menashe to get brachas, right, so Yaakov didn't want to give them a bracha. And Yosef was all worried, what's going on? And he says, these are the children, Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bozeh. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Bozeh Sheheru L'Shtar Ksuba. That Yosef HaTzadik showed Yaakov his Shtar Ksuba. Why was he showing him the Ksuba? So Pashut, he wanted to show him that, no, he had these children, right, Pektusha. They were born through a marriage. But Chasam Sofer says, he showed him the Ksuba, and he wanted him to see the name that he wrote in the Ksuba. It doesn't say, HaChosen HaMuflik HaMufuor HaTzofnas Paneach. It says, HaChosen HaMuflik Yosef. He wanted to show him Shalai Shino Shmoy. So Vayikra Parish name Yosef Tzofnas Paneach. Oh, but at the same time, what's the end of the pasuk? Vayetze, not Tzofnas Paneach, Vayetze Yosef. Roma, Sha'afal Pisha, Parishina, Shmoy, Tzofnas Paneach, Abahulo Shina. And that's the Indian that it says when he walked out, he went out as Yosef. Another Chasam Sofer, and this from Moshe Shlomiak in his Svarim is Mitzayin, and this is in the Droshes from the Chasam Sofer. It's one of the Droshes on Zayin Adar. It's a Droshes that he gave in Tav Kuf Pei Zayin. If you have the new Droshes Chasam Sofer, it's Drush Yud Zayin. So in the middle of a Purim Drosha, he says a line. Hine mitzvah al Yisrael sheyiyu mitzuyonim. There's a mitzvah for a year to be different. V'yiyu nikorim b'malbusheyem u'min hogeyem v'lo yisarvu bagoyim. V'yiyu nikorim le'en kol kizeh. Who Mizera Yisrael? So the Chasam Sofer says it much sharper here. Hine mitzvah al Yisrael shniyu mitzuyonim. There's a mitzvah for a year to look different. You should be nikabim al busheyem umin hogeyem v'yu nikorim le'en kol kizehu Mizera Yisrael. If you look weiter in this tshuva, he says something nifledik. Listen to this one line. V'novoy el ha-mechuvim be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. Hine, b'masha osa Yaakov k'soynis pasam li'yosef ho'yiktas nidnud aveir. This is such classic Chasam Sofer. He says when Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef atzadik the k'soynis pasam, ho'yiktas nidnud aveir. He did a little bit of an aveira. Why? Shloi hoya malbush mitzuyin shal Yisrael. because there were no Yidden that wore Ksainus Pasim, right? Who was Klai Yisrael at that time? L'cher it's Yaakov and his sons. And the only one of the sons that's going to have this Malbush is going to be Yosef, which means that Yosef HaTzadik is not dressed like a Yid, because he's wearing a Ksainus that no other Jews are wearing. So the Ksainus Pasim really was a deviation from the Malbush of the Yid. And if Sharei Shum Echam Ibnei Yaakov Lehoyoloi Kamal B'Shazeh U'mipnei Shahoyoloi Nidnut Chet, listen to this line, Yotza Mimenu Takola Sheneskanu Bayochid. That's why the whole Takola happened. Wow. For this you have to be a Chassam Slefer. He said because there was a Nidnut Chet. You know what the Nidnut Chet? Because Yosef HaTzadik's walking around with a Ksainus Pasim, he's not just like a Yid. Because who's the Yid in? It's all the brothers. And he's wearing something different. And because of that Nidnut Chet, Yotza Mimenu Takola Sheneskanu. But this Chassam Sofer brings this Indian to a whole nother level. Mitzvah al Yisrael, Shiyim Mitzuyonim. There's actually a mitzvah. V'yun yukarim b'mabusheyim minogeyim v'lo yisarvu b'agoyim. So I saw a Moshe Shlomiyok, he's Mitzayin, a Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya is in the end of Parashas Kedoshim. The Pasuk over there, after the Parashah of Arayos, and after the Parashah of different macholis asuroi, so it says v'yisam li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem v'avdol eschem min ha'amim liyosli v'avdol eschem min ha'amim liyosli. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, chachmas ha'toira chayva lonu liyoseinu muvdolim b'macholeinu u'b'meshteinu u'b'malbusheinu. It's a mitzvah. Chochmas HaTorah chayva lanu, as if this is a mitzvah's essay. Of avdol eschem min ha'amim. This is a real bona fide mitzvah. Now the Chassam Sofer that we mentioned earlier, the Chassam Sofer that Rabbi Kiv Yosef Schlesinger brings in the Leva Ivri, said the avdol eschem min ha'amim is the kaf yorech of the spiritual gufa Yisraeli. Didn't say it's a mitzvah's essay. Rabbeinu Bechaya seems to be saying it's a mitzvah, which is really what the Chassam Sofer said in that drosh as Zayin Adar. Hinei mitzvah al Yisrael shiyam mitzuyon v'yu nikorim b'malbusheim v'nogeyim v'lo yisarvu b'agayim. I was just thinking, maybe Lue de Mistafina. We know that the Levian and the Kayhanim, they eat different foods than the regular Yid eats, right? The Levian eat Maiser Rishon, the Kayhanim, they already eat Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedoyla and Bikurim, etc., etc. Meaning the Meichel of the Levi and the Kayan is different than the Meichel of the Israeli. The Malbush also, right? The Kayanim had their big day kahuna. They used to dress differently. So I was thinking that the Rambam says in Perigimel of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Zera Levi Kuloi Muvdo La'avodas HaMikdash Shenemar Be'esahi Hivdol Hashem Eshevet Levi. In the beginning of Perig Dalin in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says, HaKayanim Huvdolu Michlal HaLevi La'avodas HaKorbonoi Shenemar Vai The Rambam says that this, that you find that there's a Levi and that there's a Kohen, it's a Havdalah, right? It's learned out from a Pasuk. And then you find a separate Havdalah by Aharon, L'Hakdishai Kodesh Kadoshim. What does Havdalah mean? Havdalah says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, V'Avdol Eschem in Ha'amim Li. What does that mean? B'macholeinu, u'b'mishteinu, u'b'malbusheinu. So if Levi is Muvdal, and if the Kayhanim are even more Muvdal, that means they have to be Muvdal, b'maychol, b'mishteh, u'b'malbush. Maybe that's why the Levim and the Kayhanim, they take eat differently. And you find that the Kayhanim, they take ahead a different malbush. V'aldos keitarayinu, v'avdol. There's a Havdalah. The Yid has to be Muvdal from the guy. How's he Muvdal? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, B'Maychel, B'Mishto, B'Malvash. But the Levi has to be Muvdal from the Yid. And then the Kohen has to be Vaita Muvdal. It could be all these different Macholos and all these different Malbushim is maybe related to this Inyan that you find this idea related to Havdalah. But Al-Kabam, this is Peres Chassam Sofer. It started with this one line in the Tzavah, be very careful, Vayova, Yaakov, Sholem, Shem, Loshen, and Malbush, and you find different places Chassam Sofer says this Inyan, and could be it's even a mitzvah, it could be it's even in the Rishonim already, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Chochmas HaTorah, Chayva Lanu, it sounds like it's a mitzvah. The truth is that this Inyan, that a Yid shouldn't change his name, his language, his Malbush, the Makar already is in Chazal. It's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Rabbah. It's a Vayikra Rabbah. Parsha Lamed Beis. It's in Parshas Emor. Lamed Beis. Hey. In the middle, it says as follows. Rav Huna Amar B'Shem Bar Kapor. Rav Huna said the name of Bar Kapor. B'Shvil Dalet Dvarim Niglu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. The Yidin were Uskalais from Mitzrayim in the Schis of four things. Shaloshinu Hashemam. They didn't change their names. Ve'es L'Shoinam. They didn't change their language. V'Loy Amru Lashon Hara. They didn't speak Lashon Hara, and there was no one that was Paritz Be'erva. This Medrash is said over in different ways and in different variations, but Be'ikar, what the Medrash seems to be saying is that the schus that the Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim was related to the fact, now it says they didn't speak Lashon Hara and they didn't do Arayas, which are Averas Chamuras, but also related to the fact, there's a classic Meshach Chachma in Parshas Boy, where Meir Simcha is very Meirich in this Indian, and he says that the schus the Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim is that they made Siyogim. They made all these fences, and they made different shmiras and protections. Vasu mishmeres l'mishparti. He says, that's why on Pesach you find a disproportionate amount of siyogim. You find bayirah, bayimotze, chametz b'mashu, right? By the chsidim, you don't even get gebracht. And you find chumras that people are makbid on when it comes to Pesach that you don't find in any other areas. And the Rameh Simcha says that it's rooted in understanding the schus that Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim. The schus that Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim was that they made siyogim. And that's why he says the minig Yisrael is that even people that don't make so many siyogim the whole year, but when it comes Pesach, you make siyogim. Because the avodah sayoyim of Pesach, that's this mangarama, it's to make all these siyogim because it was in the schus of all this that they left. So you find already that Geula has a shaychus to this Indian. I was thinking maybe that's why the remes is Vayova Yaakov Sholem. Why by Yaakov? Why don't you find it by Avram and Yitzchak? Now, obviously, Avram and Yitzchak were no different, but why is the remes by Yaakov? It could be because, as you do, the Rishonim say that Yaakov Avinu's life was the Maisa of a similar banim of the Golus of Klal Yisrael. The Sfarim in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev says that all the tzaras that Yaakov Avinu had before Parshas Vayeshev is connected all the tzaras that the Yidden would have during Charban Bayis Rishon. And he says all the tzaras from Parshas Vayeshev till the end are all the tzaras that the Yidden would have by Charban Bayis Sheni. We've spoken how many times the Vilna Gaon Aderes Eliyo Parshas Vayetze that says that Yaakov leaving Lavan, that whole parish of Yetzias Yaakov Mibes Lavan, was the mice of a similar bonum for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu's life was the life of Golus. Of Golus Klal Yisrael, right? We've mentioned maybe that's Pshat in the Zohar Kodesh says Vayar Yisrael Sayodak Doilo Man Yisrael Yisrael Saba. The Yaakov Avinu is Loimeis, and he gets to witness. He sees all the Yeshuas because his life was the Tzaris. He lived the Golus, so it's only befitting that the Tzaddik should be able to be Chazanokim like this. He should be able to see the Yeshua as well. But the point is that Yaakov Avinu's life is the Golus. If Yaakov is the Golus and a Yidden Golus, what's the Schus? It's Shaloi. Shinu Ashmam, Ves Lashoinam. Oh, that's the schus that the Yid had to leave Golos. A Yaakov Avinu whose life is the life of Golos. So if that's the case, it's Ma'oid Ma'oid Mistaber. That may be the reason why this remez is Vayova Yaakov Sholem. Because Yaakov is Golos and left in Golos. That's where the Yid has to live in Golos. Because in that schus, you're going to be able to creep out of the Golos. And that schus is going to be a Gol. But I just want to be Messiah. With one tshuva for a Moshe Feinstein. This tshuva is in Igros Moshe. He actually wrote this tshuva many times. So it's in a few different places. It's in Eir Chaim Chelek Dalet. It's in Eben Ezra Chelek Gimel. It's in Eir Chaim Chelek Hei. There's different shinuyim in the different tshuvas. But Rav Moshe said a very big chiddush in this sugya. The sugya of Shleishinu Ashmam, Lashoinam and Malbusham. Something that you see from the Tzavah, the Chassam Sofer, and from the Torah, the Chassam Sofer was fire about. He held that this is the Kafa Yorech of the Jewish people, the Avdol Eschem, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that seems to say that maybe it's even a mitzvah, the Chassam Sofer in the Drosho clearly says that this is something that's a mitzvah. It's the schus that the Yidden had to be oskalized from Mitzrayim. So this is a very, very big deal, stating that. Rav Moshe Feinstein, a goyin agadol, in Eir Chaim, Chelek Dalet, it's Simen Samech Vav. So he was asked by someone who had a child, and he had a girl, wanted to name his daughter after his mother, but his mother has a non-Jewish name. And the question is, no, it's an Indian to be mechabed, a father and a mother, lacha moysam, by naming a child after them, but at the same time, she has a non-Jewish name. And the question is, should she give the name? Or maybe, if I can, find a Yiddish name, and that's the name you should give instead. So I'll just read you a few excerpts. Hine. Bedvar shnei Moshe Laz shekosafti. She'av shehu dover meguna, einoy issa. So Moshe says that I wrote that as it relates to shnei Moshe Laz, non-Jewish names, it's not osser, but it's a dover meguna. Shalochin chazina chakama shema shalas mikom medino medina nasu b'meshach hazman de golus ha'arech shenis chalfu ha'medimas. He said that's why you find there's so many non-Jewish names that made it into the vernacular. Names that today, I don't know, they come across like Haimish names. Sha'af said Ramosha shemistomet sofchu mitkila. It's Yitachin, the first person that gave one of these names. So there was a big tumult of people were yelling and screaming. Aber at the same time, nishtaku Hashem is ben Yisrael. These names ended up getting absorbed. They sunk into the Jewish culture. Ad shenikru kvar l'shem is Yisrael. Until you find that, these are names. I'm skipping a little bit. He says, v'gam go'inei oylam, mi g'doyle yorishayim. He says, you find g'doyle yoylam from g'doyle yorishayim, who had non-Jewish names. Kibala Magid Mishnah. I'll give you an example. He says, the Magid Mishnah. Who was bigger than the Magid Mishnah, right? Sheshmoy hoya Rabbeinu Vidal. What's Vidal? Vidal's a non-Jewish name. V'kama go'inim, ki demashkechinim b'tshuvas rishayim. He says, go through tshuvas rishayim, Ramosha. Ramosha says, I did, right? Go through tshuvas. Ramosha did. So Ramosha says, go through tshuvas rishayim, and you're going to see so many names of people, shoyles and meshivs. These are non-Jewish names. V'gam shein maimin, aviv shalai Rambam, kinirish u'loch and las. I'm pretty sure the name maimin is not a Jewish name, said Ramosha. I'm not 100% sure. He says, kinirish u'loch and las. Shalochein chas v'sholem lanu loymach loyasu kahigin. How could we say that what they did was wrong? What, you're going to be Moitzi Laz on the Magid Mishnah? You're going to be Moitzi Laz on Maimon, the father of the Rambam, and all these places? You have to say that once Yidden started giving these names, at that point, you don't have the Svar of Gnai anymore. And if that's the case, it's not, I mean, if it was an Issa Gomer, that's an Issa Gomer, it's not negotiable. What are you going to do? You can't negotiate with an Issa. But if all it is a Dover Meguna, so then it could be it's only a Dover Meguna if it's not Nishtah. It's not such a Mekubal Dinger name. But the minute this name becomes Meguna, Mekubal, so now it's not Meguna anymore. And if it's not Meguna, you don't have to worry. I'm skipping towards the end of the Tshuva. It says like this. V'nei be'etzem ha'matzinu harbish shemet shel amayroim she'nikru b'shem da'aramis. It says there's so many amayroim that had Aramaic names. G'gayin rapop of Rav Zvid. Umar zuchu, umar kashisha, umar yenuka, v'oid harbe. He says most of the Goinim had Aramaic names, right? Ach, Ula Yesh Loimar could be the Aram is shiny. He said maybe Aram is different. Then he goes on, we have a whole rebat on this, right? Once upon, we had Lashon Hara part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, it was one of those. But the bottom line is Aramaic maybe is different because you find the Talmud Bavli was written in Aramaic and the Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic and even the Zohar HaKodesh was written in a very difficult dialect of Aramaic. So you see that all the Sifrei Kodesh were written in Aramaic. So he says, as it relates to that, I'm already a little bit hesitant. I'm not sure. You know, one of the classic examples of someone that had a non-Jewish name is Antignus Ish Soichai. He's a Talmud Hashem and Atzadik. He's mentioned right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. And really, Antignus Ish Soichai lived right around the time of the Chanukah, when the Greek culture, not the Chanukah story when it ended, but when it started, when the Greek culture begins to penetrate and influence the Jewish people, all of a sudden you have the Gadol Adar, and what's his name? This is not an Aramaic name, by the way. This is a Greek name. His name is Antignus. Imagine, the Gadol Adar has a very, very Greek name. Interesting. But the bottom line is you find this. It says Ramosha, it can't be that it's an Isser. Dover shal gna, yeah. But the minute it's Nishtaka Hashem, the name becomes a Zach, at that point, you don't find this anymore. And then Ramosha said a Chiddush. Ready for this? He says as follows. V'nei yesh mokum loim. D'zesh ha-shipchu chazal b'vayikra rabba parshalam ha-beis. B'golos mitzrayim shloishinu ha-shmoysam. Says Ramosha, could be this was only before Matan Torah. He says, before Matan Torah, there was no Torah. And because there was no Torah, what made somebody a Yid? What made him a Yid was that he looked like a Yid. He sounded like a Yid. He had a Jewish name. That was the only hecker that he had. Right? What hecker was he going to have? But he says it could be that once the Torah was given, at that point, now a Yid has a hecker. You know what his hecker is? He wears tzitzis. He has a hecker, he does mitzvahs. So it could be the fact that he keeps Torah and mitzvahs, maybe that is a hecker, and it could be that whole Indian, that whole medrash, maybe it's not something that's so relevant. He says, that Medrash and that Kepeda, that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was no Torah. So if there was no Torah, what schus were you going to have for there to be a Geula? So the schus was, Shloishinu was, and he says a whole pshat in it. He says that because they didn't change their culture, it showed that they weren't being miyayish from the Geula. If they weren't being miyayish from the Geula, then that schus and of the Amun and the Geula, that they ended up being oskalized. But it could be, La'acha Matan Torah, it could be it's already different. And Faker, then already, the hacker that the Yid has is the fact that he keeps Torah mitzvahs. That's the chayra, very stark hacker. And if that's the hacker, it could be this is maybe that whole medrash is not so pertinent. Then he concludes. He says, "Va'af she mistaber came." Even though I think it's mistaber, mistafino loy mezabalei rayas gedolos. He said, "But I'm afraid to say it without grace of rayas." But he says it's mistaber that whole medrash was only before mantayra. But acha mantayra, it's already going to be different. Now, as it relates to the etzem shayla, he tells this man, "You name your daughter after your mother." That's what he told him to do. And by the way, Ramoshin repeated this again. This is not lahalacha. Everyone asked their local rabbi. This is Ramoshin. He's the place of gadar, right? We live in the United States of America. Milan. This is where Ramosha Paskin, and Ramosha repeated this inyan in a few tshuvas, and he felt very strongly that this kiburav, and this is the way it's supposed to be, and this is for sure the name you're supposed to give. One of the places that Ramosha talks about this, Ramosha adds a knech. He says, you know, you're talking about the name. So let me ask you a question. It says, once upon a time, he said, the Yidden spoke Lashon Kodesh, and they stopped speaking Lashon Kodesh. So there was a Shinu Lashon. Now, today there's Yiddish. Right? And Rav Moshe, by the way, has a whole arichis on Yiddish. Understanding Yiddish, it's fascinating. He says it's poshet that Yefes, Yaftel Kim Yefes, and Ashkenaz came from Yefes. Yefes at Gata Schus, that it became the Jewish language. And he said all the yeshivas, they learned Torah in Yiddish. And he says even though it's German, but there's Polish and Russian in it. It's not much a fascinating history class. And there's a lot going on over there. If you want to see the Yiddish component of it, so that's in Erchaim Chelek Hei. It's Simin Yud. It has a whole arichas over there about the history and about the chshivas of the Yiddish language. But at the bottom, this is something that Rav Moshe said. Now, obviously, Rav Moshe Shlomiak, in his Hashlomis and Miluim, so he brings this inyan and he says from Narnach, I'm sorry for it's clear, not like this, Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said, yeah, it was Kodim Ante, this is what Rav Moshe said. But he said, Avada, the Chsam Sofer had a whole Ruach Acheres over here. I mean, everything that we just said from the Chsam Sofer, it's Avada, this is a whole different inyan. This is a whole different way of looking at the world. But Al-Kabayim, this is where Ramosha wrote in the Tshuva. But I'll tell you one anecdote that Ramosha Shlomiak brings here in his Hashlomas Umiluim. If you want to see it, in Parshas Vayigash, page Shin Chof, Leha'ara Reish Lamed Zayin, he has pages on this. Mar Mekoymas from the Ramshik and different people, all benegay this inyan. But there's one anecdote, it's in footnote Samach Aleph, and we're going to end with this. He says as follows. He says, V'ayim b'sefer igros marit. Mimorim bal divrei yoyel zechet tzadik levracha av bezin dekiy lekadosh asan shekosav hine b'shabbes kodesh parshas bal loischa shavas kan beir satma harava tzadik rabchun etzvi mitzan shlita chasan agun a tzadik av bezin ba ubaar li yoyim dalid hoya kvoy kdishas admer shlita levakir beicholoy v'hoya sham eze ish from a certain town v'hu a heiser agedist. This is what it says. The sham kosav Amar hu, this Yid, who was a Haisag of this, said as follows, Amar hu, shuv, ube medila is elu, is weiter angerissen mit ein andere Sach. She medabrim ingerisch, ibeshine shemes. Ki kama bumim roisi, peser shal chassidische Yidin, va yekosov shmom, Ignatz, Martin, and Leopold. Wus war a schwarz you of Zai? Kennen sie nicht heißen Itche, Mordchen, Leibisch? Versteinisch. Ignaz, Martin und Leopold? Was ist schlecht mit Itche, Mordchen, Leibisch? Ist, ach, was war ein schwarzes Jura, sei. This is not much terrible. And then he added, did this need? Ha loi niggeli mi mitzrayim rak beschwil schloi shini schmame le shoinam. Vihi oven pleili the goyim li akashem alilim. And he was mamish going crazy. He says, what kind of name is Ignaz, Martin and Leopold? Itche Mordchen Leibisch. Either way, the Satmar Roof was there. Uno loy mur mi Satmar. So the Satmar Roof said like this. So it's wissen. Rak be Mitzrayim. Shloi hoyu sham atayra kdoisha. Al kem bo ze bilvad. Shloi shinu nigalu. Shloi hoyu sham dover acha kla. Aval ato she yesh lanu baruch Hashem atayra va kdoisha u mitzvah yisel. Bevadai im mithirim ha mitzvahs. Vekoyfim ba atayra kdoisha. Azai beschu shloi shanu shem veloshim bevadai lo yigalu chas v'sholim. Then it's not going to work. He said, mamush where Moshe said it's a pella. That before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, that this was it. There was no other etzah. So this is the way they got out. But now in mithirim ha mitzvahs vekoyfim ba oidoyim alochem. Shem bom mechatchila. He says, if you'd come to me now, v'shoy lo moisi, hey chlita in shame, but Arko Yisrael says you have to give a name in their kurs. What's all the names all the game? As I Ermeloy, I would tell him Zug Ignatz. Don't say Itcha. Ukedoyma v'loy Hashem Hakodesh ki b'chol Hashem Hashemas Hakodesh ish kedusha for Asal and Moisra biyadon Ad Kam L'Shoinoi. This is in the Igres Marit. If you want to look it up, it's an Umid Reish Peites, and it's an Umid Reish Tzadik Dalet. But either way, this Inyan, this Chiddush that Ramosha wrote in a few places in his Tshuvas, the Heilige Snat Meruf said the same exact thing. Either way, Teid L'Chacham V'Yech Gamoid, and we are going to stop here.